A number of announcements this morning. This coming Thursday, May 31st, is the Feast of Corpus Christi. Please show your gratitude to our Lord for his great gift of the Holy Eucharist by attending the 7 p.m. evening Mass and procession, a candlelight procession. We will have a couple altars outside with benediction of the Blessed Sacrament at each of those altars. Also, this coming Friday, June 1st, is First Friday. We will be having all-night adoration. Please sign up in the vestibule for an hour of adoration. We need two adorers per hour. In keeping that hour with our Lord, we do as he requested of St. Margaret Mary. Our Lord asked for reparation to his presence in the Blessed Sacrament because so many people are ungrateful to him and do not appreciate him. And so he asks us to keep this company with him. And also, I'd like to welcome anyone who may be here at our chapel for the first time. All, of course, are always most welcome to attend the Mass. However, we do have rules for the reception of Holy Communion. So if someone is new, I ask them to please refrain from receiving Holy Communion until they have a chance to speak with one of the priests for a full explanation of the traditional faith before receiving Holy Communion. Today is the Feast of the Holy Trinity. The Epistle for the Mass is taken from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and recompense shall be made him? For of him, and by him, and in him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. And the Gospel appointed for the Mass. Let's take it from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." As far as the words of today's Holy Gospel. Observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Words taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Around the 15th century, there lived a holy priest. Among his penitents were three young girls who happened to be sisters. And one day this priest advised all three of these girls to say the rosary every day without fail, and to do so for a whole year. He told them that if they did this, they would make beautiful robes of glory for Our Lady by their rosaries. This was a secret which had been revealed to the priest by heaven. The three girls did as he advised. They followed his advice. They said the rosary faithfully for a year. On the Feast of the Purification, February 2nd, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to them at night. St. Catherine and St. Agnes were with her, and she was wearing brilliant robes. All over her robes, her gown, were written the words, "Hail Mary, full of grace," sparkling, literally radiating in letters of gold, shining with brilliant light. And the Blessed Mother came to the oldest girl and said to her, "I salute you, my daughter, because you have saluted me so often and beautifully. I want to thank you for the beautiful robes that you have made me." The two saints with Our Lady, I thanked the girl as well, and then all three of them vanished. An hour later, Our Lady and the same two saints appeared again. But this time she was wearing a plain green robe, which had no gold lettering and did not gleam with light. She approached the second sister and thanked her for the robes that she had made her by saying her rosary. But since this girl had seen Our Lady appear to the eldest, much more magnificently dressed, she asked her the reason for the change. The Blessed Mother answered, "Your sister made me more beautiful robes, clothes, because she has been saying her rosary better than you." again Our Lady disappeared. About an hour after this, she appeared to the youngest of the sisters. This time she was wearing tattered and dirty rags. "My daughter," she said, "I want to thank you for these clothes that you have made me." The young girl was covered with shame, and she called out, "Oh, my lady, my queen, how could I have dressed you so badly? I beg you to forgive me. Please grant me a little more time to make you beautiful robes by saying my rosary better." Our Lady and the two saints then vanished. The girl was heartbroken and distressed. She went to her confessor and told him everything that had happened. And he urged her not to lose heart, but to say her rosary for another year and to say it more devoutly than ever. At the end of the second year, on the very same day of the purification, Our Lady, clothed in a magnificent robe and attended by St. Catherine and St. Agnes wearing crowns, appeared to the three sisters again in the evening. And she said to them, "My daughters, I've come to tell you that you have earned heaven at last, and that you all will have the great joy of going there tomorrow." And all three of them cried out, "Our hearts are all ready, dearest queen, our hearts are all ready." Then the vision faded. That same night, the three girls became ill. Their confessor was called for. He brought them the last sacraments, and afterwards they thanked him for the holy practice that he had taught them. And in the evening, Our Lady appeared with a multitude of holy virgins and clothed the three girls with white gowns. She then took their souls to heaven as she had promised to do. They joyfully departed this life as the angels sang them a glorious welcome. "Come, spouses of Jesus Christ," they sang, "receive the crowns which have been prepared for you for all eternity." Now, in today's gospel, my dear faithful, our Lord tells the apostles that all power is given him in heaven and on earth. And then exercising this power, he commands the apostles to go into the whole world to teach all nations. He tells them to do two things. They are to baptize in the name of the Blessed Trinity, that is to say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And they are to teach all nations, not only to believe, but to observe all things that he had commanded them. Then our Lord made a great promise to the apostles. He promised to be with his church even to the consummation of the world. What a promise! An immense consolation for us during these times. But let us consider in this passage that our Lord told the apostles to teach the faithful to observe all things that he had commanded them. This is the message of Trinity Sunday. Today the Church urges us to believe all the truths which God has revealed. And since the Holy Trinity, the existence of the Holy Trinity, is the greatest truth revealed, the Church dedicates this first Sunday of Pentecost to the honor and glory of the Most Blessed Trinity. Today, Trinity Sunday, we pay special homage to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the one true God. Our faith, my dear friends, must be a part of our daily life. Daily Mass and Communion is the best way to live our faith and to be reminded of God's love for us and encouraged to keep His commandments as we fulfill our daily duties. But because so many people are unable to attend daily Mass, our Lord and our Lady have given us another powerful prayer, which each of us can benefit from daily. They have given to us the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Rosary is a summary of the basic and most necessary Catholic truths which our Lord commanded the apostles to teach and which must influence our daily lives. The Rosary has been referred to as the Catholic Bible because it summarizes the revelations of the New Testament. During the centuries of cruel persecution in Ireland, the faith was preserved almost exclusively through the Rosary devotion. It was even called by some the Irish Mass. The rosary is thus a great and powerful means of preserving the faith, for it brings religion into our daily lives. Pope Pius XII said of the rosary, "There is no surer means of calling down God's blessings upon the family than the rosary." Another holy priest said that if families recite the daily rosary, their homes will become, by God's grace, prayerful, peaceful places, little heavens, which God, the author of home life, has intended that they should be. But in order for this to happen, the rosary must be prayed properly. The story of the three girls who clothed Our Lady by their rosaries shows the importance of praying properly. Pray then with attention and devotion, as those girls learn to pray. Ask some special grace each time you pray. Ask some special grace even with each decade that you pray. Avoid praying the rosary too quickly. Avoid doing so with, as some do, with only one goal, to get it over with as quickly as possible. St. Francis de Sales says that haste is the death of devotion. Pray also with real concentration. Mean what you are saying. Should we expect God to listen to us if we ourselves pay no attention to what we are saying? Try therefore to avoid distractions. If we give in willfully and deliberately to distractions, our prayers will clothe Our Lady with rags. Now, of course, you cannot possibly say the rosary without some distractions. When they come, simply turn your thoughts away from those things that you're distracted by and turn them back to our Lord and Our Lady. Distractions will not ruin your prayer. They do so only if you will them and continue to think upon them when you realize that you are distracted. You can easily get rid of distractions by recalling that you kneel before the King and Queen of Heaven when you pray the rosary. Imagine Jesus and Mary living the particular mystery of the rosary. The 15 mysteries are truly shining mirrors which help us to see and therefore know Jesus and Mary. Our Lady told St. Dominic that she was very pleased with those who thought of the mysteries while praying the rosary. Our Lady herself revealed that the rosary is a sign of predestination, that if the people simply persevere in saying the rosary and meditating upon the mysteries, they are guaranteed that they will be saved. This is a powerful promise made by God's own Mother, who is capable of keeping every promise that she makes. The mysteries of the life, passion, and death of Jesus Christ have a truly divine power, capable of setting us on fire with divine love, helping us to let go of our habits of sin, let go of attachments to sin or bad entertainment, a power that's capable of making us true saints in a short time, if we try merely to pray the rosary well. And this is possible because the divine lives of Jesus and Mary are so inspiring that we are led to imitate them in all that we do. We are led to give up habits of sin when we see what sin has done to Jesus and Mary, the sorrows they have caused them, the pain that they have caused in the Passion. And the imitation of Jesus and Mary is the essence of a perfect saintly life. This is the fruit of our meditation upon the mysteries. The five joyful mysteries idealize the purity and dignity of motherhood, the responsibility of fatherhood, the willing obedience of children, the joy of harmonious family life. We see all these things in the joyful mysteries. The sorrowful mysteries show us the terrible consequences of sin, the redemptive value of suffering, and especially the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The glorious mysteries teach us about the next life, the life which endures forever after the brief joys and sorrows of earth. Think then of these mysteries as you pray the family rosary. You will thus be praying as Our Lady wishes. You will please God, you will give glory to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. By praying the rosary, you will strengthen your family, you will strengthen your faith, and you will become holy. Like those three young girls so many centuries ago, you will one day receive the great reward of your devotion for having honored Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, for having honored the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You will see the great honor that you have given them. You will see especially the great honor you have given Our Lady and the great influence the rosary has played in your salvation. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.